I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Mouth taping is having a moment.
Ow! Ugh! I say mouth taping is having a moment. Closing your mouth with a piece of tape when you sleep so that you breathe through your nose for better health. It sounds scary. You probably have visions of duct tape sealing your lips airtight and feeling like a hostage, but no, you don't seal the mouth. It's just a little piece of medical tape that holds your lips together. But why?
The body wants to breathe through its nose. Functionally, it's healthier to breathe through your nose, but not everyone is able to breathe through their nose.
Doctors tell the New York Times nose breathing allows deeper breaths that fill the lungs. Your sinuses produce nitric oxide, which gets sucked into your lungs to help reduce blood pressure. You mouth breathers don't get that benefit. Some people even snore less and get better sleep with mouth tape, which went viral during the U.S. Open when women's tennis star Iga Swiatek, the number two tennis player in the world, revealed that not only does she sleep with her mouth taped, she trains wearing mouth tape.
As breath training coach Patrick McKeown told The Athletic, it can increase an athlete's tolerance to carbon dioxide, meaning that in theory, athletes should have more gas in the tank when competing.
There you go. Swiatek's revelation kicked off the craze, and it became a TikTok trend with 20-somethings shutting their yaps for 8 hours a night, then waking up and talking about it.
Breathing through your mouth contributes to a host of issues, including bad breath, gum disease, cavities, brain fog, and a weakened immune system. There are so many more. Keeping your mouth shut before bed completely prevents that.
But despite the many videos and the doctors who approve, a lot of doctors say it's a bad idea, especially if you have sleep apnea. And then there's this. In the unlikely event you vomit in your sleep, you could choke and asphyxiate. It could be the end.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.